News Talk 106.
Welcome back. You're listening to Moncrief and News Talk 106. Give us a call, 1890-946-106. Send us a text, 086-6000-106. With thanks to O2, or an email to afternoon@newstalk106.ie. Now, yesterday, I wondered out loud whether hypnotism might be a good way to give up cigarettes. One texter to the show said he had it done over a year ago and he hasn't smoked since. Another said he had it done and had a cigarette in the car park afterwards. Ian Malloy, a hypnotherapist in Lucan, was also listening and he's on the line now. Afternoon, Ian.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Not too bad. And one thing I must know, how do you get to be a hypnotherapist? Where do you learn how to do it?
So there's an organisation down in Cork called the Institute of Clinical Hypnotherapy and Psychotherapy, and they run a diploma and an advanced diploma course, and they have a full examining body down there. They run practical courses, and if you do that course, it took me about 2 years and I got my advanced diploma.
Right, so it takes a couple of years then to learn how to do it properly.
It does indeed, yes.
Is it easy to learn, though, the basics of how to hypnotise somebody, or is it quite a subtle art?
So, it's easy enough to learn the mechanics of how to hypnotise somebody. It's the utilisation of hypnosis in therapy is where, I guess, the real skill comes in. It's about being able to put people at ease and getting the rapport and trust to make it really successful.
And can everybody be hypnotised, or are there some people more susceptible to it than others?
That, I suppose, is something that has been debated for years. My own belief is that everybody can be hypnotized, and it's down to the skill of the hypnotherapist. If somebody doesn't want to be hypnotized, obviously there's a resistance there, and the first thing the astute therapist will do is to work on what the person is afraid of by allowing themselves to relax and go into hypnosis. For example, it could be a control issue that they have a fear of control. And therefore, we need to work through that, first of all, to allow them to go into the state of trance to do the therapy.
Ah, right. Yeah, well, that would be. I mean, that's a very understandable fear. That's a fear I'd have myself, really.
Yeah, and I mean, there's absolutely no doubt, Sean, that, I mean, if you came to me and you had an issue with control, that's the very first thing we'd work on.
Mm.
And we'd build up the rapport, get an open relationship built up between us, and I guess an atmosphere of trust, as it were.
You mean we'd be allowed to sleep with other people? Sorry, I'm being facetious there.
We won't go there.
So in, say, in terms of something like cigarettes,
yes.
which obviously has a psychological component to it, in that you,
yes,
do it out of habit, sometimes you do it compulsively, but it also has a physical component, in that sometimes you're just dying for a fag, whatever the little,
yes,
bits in your... can you hypnotise somebody to overcome that or not even realise it's there anymore?
So I guess my own experience, if that's of any value to you, was I used to travel a lot in a past life and in terms of another job.
Mm.
And, for example, when I hit the motorway, I would have the first one. When I hit Port Leash, I'd have the second one, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And when I got to around Nina, I used to get out, wash the hands and freshen up. And I found myself on the first morning getting out of the car and going in to freshen up and suddenly realizing I hadn't had a cigarette.
Mm.
It did not cross my mind.
Right, until then. But say, after somebody then has been hypnotised, is it that they just don't want to smoke anymore? They're kind of going, this is weird, I don't want to smoke. Or do they still get the occasional urge?
So in the first instance, what you'd want to achieve is that they just don't want to smoke, that the habit, the desire leaves their system.
Mm.
Now, some people are going to have a stronger, as you say, physical attraction to it, or they've a very strong relationship between eating or taking business phone calls or getting in the car. And it may take another session or two to work through that. So, I mean, let's not say that it's always a miracle cure. In many, many instances, one session with a follow-up tape which you listen to actually gets people off cigarettes. In other cases, they may be very much stressed, and you need to deal with that first,
right,
remove the stress, and then remove the habit.
Now, Ian R. Henry is here in the studio as well, and Henry's going through a process of, you know, training and losing weight and stuff like that.
Yes.
Could you help Henry?
Yes, I'm sure I could.
Well,
again, not making unrealistic promises or expectations, but definitely eating is a little bit different to smoking, because eating is something that we naturally do. Smoking is unnatural. You know, you don't need smoking to survive. You do need food to survive. So it's a slightly different element we've got to work with. But yes, the behavior of overeating, there is some kind of component in there that drives the person to eat, be it as a reward for themselves or as a comfort factor or as a fight against some script they got as a child in terms of eating. And once we've dealt with them, the habit again should just easily change.
There's a lot of psychology in this rather than just straightforward hypnotism then.
So if you'd like to look like this, Sean, that what we do is basically psychologically based, but the behaviours we want to change are in the subconscious or unconscious, and hypnosis allows us access into that. So hypnosis is not a cure in itself. It facilitates cure happening quicker than using different therapies.
Ian, a few people are texting to ask this. A ballpark figure, how much would a hypnotherapy session to give up smoking cost?
Well, it will vary, and the prices that I know are out there vary from about €120 to, I've heard figures of, about €400.
Yeah, a fella texted in here yesterday, it was €400, and he had the fag in the car park.
Yeah, now, I mean, you know, I can't say everybody, I mean, the market will bear, like in anything else, supply, demand. I mean, I don't charge upwards those kind of rates. On the basis that, you know, as somebody who understands smoking, if someone comes to you for help, well, you got to help them. They're just like anyone else you help, and you don't want to get into Rip Off Ireland with that.
Mm.
But the prices do vary, and I mean, my advice is phone around. Go onto the ICHP website and get the list of approved therapists that's there. We have an excellent website. There's lots and lots of information for people, and it's accessible to everybody. So do look there, and you'll see our names. I'm the chairman of the membership of that organisation, so we have about 300 members, and I would be more than happy to recommend people that I personally know and deal with.
And are accredited, yes, indeed. We've pretty much got to go now, Ian, but Henry has a very quick question for you.
Well, yep. Hi, Ian, how are things? I mean, Henry, I just wanted to ask you, I've dealt with you guys before. I think it was Paul Golden. He hypnotised me once. He didn't even ask me. He did it. It was something to do with Dave Young, the comedian, was inside a glass box. Anyway, I get a bit worried about when I'm around you guys, because sometimes weird stuff happens. I've seen a few of you in process and stuff like, sometimes, you know, you play jokes on people and stuff like that. You wouldn't do that to me if I was trying to lose weight, because a friend of mine supposedly lost his willy and he kept looking for it everywhere. He was hypnotised to believe that he lost his willy.
But presumably that's a stage show rather than a
hypnotherapist.
Well,
it's a stage show, but you see, the thing is, I mean, will it work? Does it work?
So, Henry, I guess the first thing I could say is that when you go to a stage show or stage hypnotist, you have an expectation that you're going to be asked to act in an extraordinary manner.
Right.
And essentially, you're entering a psychological contract to agree to do that.
Mm.
If when you do it, you blame the hypnotist or hypnosis.
But it's suggestion and expectation, Sorry, Ian, to cut across you there, but I'm afraid we've run over time. But thanks very much for talking to us. Myself and Henry are going to go away and think about this now.
Okay, just one thing before I do go, I would just say that the ICHP have a very strict code of ethics.
Yes.
If you, in any shape or form, felt that I was playing any kind of games with you psychologically, there is a disciplinary committee there, and you are free to phone them, and I would tell you that at the very start of the session.
Right.
I would point to my membership, and I would tell you that I am accountable to these people, as are all ICHP-approved therapists.
Okay.
So just take heart in that, please.
All right, thanks. Ian Malloy is a hypnotherapist who works out in Lucan. Thanks very much for talking to us. We'll go now for the news.
Get hooked.
One of the biggest critics, of course, ever since essentially Kofi Annan declared the war in Iraq to be illegal, has been the American administration. And their latest appointee, John Bolton, is a convinced and admitted critic of the United Nations. I mean, is this reaction by the Secretary General really in response to the American criticism?
No, I don't think so, because this was always on the cards. I mean, it is accepted that the Americans, to a certain extent, have been critical.
The Right Hook, in association with Horizon Open Systems, the Sun Microsystems country partner, leaders in technology solutions. Weekdays 4:30 till 7 on Dublin's News Talk 106.
Imagine waking each day to the warmth of the sun. Imagine a lazy stroll by the sea. Imagine all the luxury you've ever dreamed of. Imagine the investment of a lifetime. Belmar Spa and Beach Resort in Portugal's Algarve.
For more information on this astounding investment opportunity, visit oceanicodevelopments.com or call 01617797. Oceanico Developments. Discover your place in the sun.
Pick up your racing mad Irish Mirror and get on to a winner. To gee you up for the Grand National, this Friday we'll bring you all the runners and riders for Aintree, along with your very own Super Sweepstake kit. Plus, all you need to know on the year's biggest racing event. For Grand National Day, pick a winner, your Irish Mirror.
All National Radio cabs now on 677-2222. That's 677-2222. Or visit radiocabs.ie. National Radio Cabs, the city's biggest taxi network.
Traffic and travel on Dublin's News Talk 106, in association with Dublin Bus, serving the entire community.
An articulated truck has broken down on Patrick Street. It's outbound and is causing a bit of obstruction at the moment. Otherwise, in the city centre, volumes are moving well. A two-vehicle collision just after the M1 M50 roundabout has been cleared, and all is moving well now on both approaches to the toll plaza. Lights are out at the junction of Kilbarron Road and Kilmore Road still, and lights are also out in Clondalkin at the junction of Station Road and 9th Lock Road, and on the Lucan Road at the Oval. Finally, in travel news, the Irish Ferry's Jonathan Swift sailing from Dublin to Holyhead at 5:35 is still in doubt today due to bad weather conditions. For News Talk Traffic and Travel, Alison Byrne, AA Road Watch.
It's 3 o'clock. This is News Talk 106.
News 30, the headlines. Pope's testament. Pontiff considered a millennium resignation. Adams appeal. Sinn Féin.